So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. For most of the people of Chippewa City, religious tradition was firmly entrenched in the Catholic Church. Dorothy Johansson lived in Chippewa City until she was 6 years old and describes her grandmother's strict religious faith.
With grandma being cold-blooded Indian, she probably knew a lot of that, but probably, you know, they went to the Catholic Church, so it isn't something they would have practiced.
By the late 1800s, much of traditional Ojibwe culture had been replaced by mainstream culture. George Morrison reflects on how this transition affected the Morrison family.
I think they were retaining a few of the old Indian ways, but even their religion was kind of gone, because I think they were beginning to be influenced in their religion by the extension of the whole missionary idea. And there were a lot of Catholic priests that used to come there. And that's where that church was built there, too.
Even those who considered themselves devout Catholics retained some traditional ways. When asked if her family practiced any traditional Ojibwe ways, Dorothy Johansson shared this story about the offering of a spirit plate during a feast.
One of my first memories is going to Grandma Goulart's house. They had the feast, and they put food in a plate and they set it over on the cupboard.
So then after they got all done eating, and then Uncle Charlie, I'm going to open the wood stove, and he pushed the ashes kind of away. Well, he hailed me and let me scrape the food into the ashes.
Gladys Beckwith also remembers growing up combining the traditional ways with the mainstream ways.
And a lot of times, we'd pack our lunch, and we'd go to the cemetery, and we'd have a dish for the person that was in the grave, and tobacco. And we had our picnic there. Well, I guess that's what you call combining.
For many Ojibwe people, like Mike Morrison, Catholicism and Ojibwe tradition come together, creating a balance between the two.
Sometimes I'm torn between the Indian religion and Catholic. It doesn't bother me, it's just that I like to do things traditionally too. There's nothing wrong with me, I don't think, by going into the Indian religion too.
Speaking two languages was common as people lived between two worlds, and in Jim Whipson's case, between two generations, the old and the young.
It's the only way I could understand my grandmother, because she couldn't talk English. And everything she said to me was in Ojibwa, and I had to understand it. I learned it, you know, to know what she's trying to tell me. But the only thing is, I learned to talk English. I talk English, you know, being going to school and everything. You had to talk English and you go to school. So, but in the meantime, I learned quite a bit of Indian, and I still can talk a lot of Indian right now. The only thing is, as you get older and older and older, some of it gets away from you, unless you've got someone to talk to.
In spite of the gradual acculturation of Ojibwe people into mainstream society, many Native people continue to identify with traditional culture. George Morrison.
But I suppose, you know, inside one can never lose that completely, because I think that one is born with certain kinds of qualities that make this person Indian or that person, however you want to define certain peoples.
It is reverence for the old ways that shapes the identity of Indian people, as shared by Grand Portage band member Richard Anderson.
I'm not sure if there are any full-bloods left who lived in Grand Portage. And I recognize the fact that that is of not any great importance either. Like, I think we say, if you're part Indian, you're Indian, I guess. And you have you never forget the old so-called traditions, especially if you live there.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacey Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Archived interviews, courtesy of the producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.